G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Almost 2 months after the tragedy in southern Brazil, Carlos Saito, a biologist and professor at the University of Brasília, explains the natural cycle of water and its importance for the preservation of ecological balance. A balance that leads to hydric safety, which refers to a population's capacity to ensure access to adequate amounts of good quality water to sustain the means of subsistence, human well-being, and social and economic development. According to the expert, discussions about human intervention in nature must continue in order to prevent the occurrence of new catastrophes.
O caminho que a água faz é natural. O ciclo da água não muda. Mas o que estamos fazendo é acelerar sua circulação.
He says, water follows a natural path. The water cycle does not change. What we are doing is accelerating its circulation and the volume that circulates in each stage of the cycle across time. This is why we have been seeing extreme events with more frequency, more intensity. So we must think of strategies to ensure that water fulfills its cycle slower as it used to. The professor also highlights the fact that some environmental laws are thought to hinder economic development. However, in the face of tragic deaths and material losses, this perspective must be re-examined. In addition to listening to science and learning from the assessment of prior experiences, we must listen to civil society, rethink environmental policies, and respect nature in order to prevent new disasters.
Devemos buscar aprender com a natureza e não enfrentá-la ou lutar contra ela.
The professor explains, we must learn from nature, not challenge it or fight against it. And well thought out mitigation actions can help us seek a country with more hydric safety, always listening to organized civil society through participatory processes. The concept of mitigation is commonly used when talking about the impacts of climate change. It is understood as actions to reduce the level of risk of a given threat, making it less grave or harmful. This is Pedro Sardinha reporting from the G20 Newsroom in Brasília.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.